You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Check it out now. No doubt now. Check it out now. No doubt, yo. Special girl, real good girl.
Anita Marks with you here on 98.7 ESPN. Hour three. Time flies when you're talking football, baby. You know that music. That's her walk-up song. She is Cynthia Freeland. You see her all over the NFL Network, and she joins us every Saturday at 2 o'clock right here on 98.7 ESPN. How you doing, girl?
Happy football.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. Ugh. Thursday was a dream, I feel, and now it was kind of like, actually, it was somewhat of a tease, and now I'm like a kid at Christmas. I feel like it's the day before Christmas right now.
I'm not going to lie, when they were playing the national anthem for that Thursday night football game, I got a little misty. It was a little dusty in my house then. I was so happy football was back. It's been such a long 222 days since the Super Bowl, so I definitely, like, my heart, my stomach, I was like, thank goodness that we made it. We're here. We have something to be happy about.
Tell me about it. And listen, you know, I've got to give you credit because, you know, you were on the program before, and I told you, Cynthia, I'll be shocked if the NFL starts on time. And what you tell, you said, girl, it's going to happen. Keep the faith. They're going to start on time. You kept on telling me they're going to start on time. They're going to, and sure enough, they did. So you were right.
Hey, you know, I'm glad. This is something I'm really glad to be right about because we all win in this situation. We all win. We all get football. And as an employee of the NFL, I've been tested now, I don't know, daily for a very long time. That's what they've been doing. We've been doing tons of testing. And I can tell you, they are very diligent and they are very much trying to ensure that this is going to be a season for people to remember and not because we have to have a pause in it. Because even they're even testing people, little lowly people like me who are just talking about it. We keep getting tested to ensure that everyone is really healthy. So I do think, you know, apart from the bubble, which was an amazing idea, and NBA really, and NFL or NHL really got it right, I think the NFL is absolutely taking every precaution possible. I'm going to give my employer a lot of credit for that.
So let me ask you, really, before we start diving into X's and O's, it was brought to my attention that there's a new test out there that the NFL has for the players. They're no longer tickling their brain. It's not as intrusive. Is that true?
It is true. It is very true. I have taken it.
so it's not like it's not as because listen, I'm a baby when it comes to stuff like this. Like I'm like, I don't want that all the way up my nose.
It's bad. The nose thing isn't bad, first of all. And second of all, it's kind of like taking like a 23andMe test or a DNA test. You just have to spit in a tube.
Oh, so you're spitting in a tube now.
Yes, my new behaviors are spitting in a tube daily. It's great. The mailing.
Okay, I did the ancestry. I did the and my mom's adopted. So for a Christmas gift, I got my mom the ancestry DNA and I took it myself because I was really curious. You know what was going to come back in regard to the two of us. So anyway, yeah. So that's not so bad. Spitting in a test
tube. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Easy peasy. Yeah. Really, very easy and very. Very quick, you get it back very, very quickly. The whole thing, I mean, it's kind of gross to sit there and spit in a tube, but whatever, there are worse things.
Listen, I'd rather spit in a tube 7 days a week and twice on Sunday than have my brain tickled, Cynthia. I mean, come on. I heard that's not pleasant. Anyway, let's dive into it. Here are my three favorite plays. Bills -6.5 against the Jets. Steelers -6 against the Giants. And I understand why people are now fading the Eagles because of the injuries that they've had on the offensive line. I just believe in Carson Wentz. I believe there is a plethora of talent around him at the skilled position, and I think Washington is just going to be god awful. I love the Eagles -6. It's now dropping down to -5.5 in some places because of the offensive line issues. Those are my three favorite plays. If the Rams jump up to +3, I'll probably play that as well. And I might even play the Rams on the money line. I would be surprised if the Rams upset the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night, right? That's a Sunday night game. So those are my 3/4 best plays. Any of them you feel as strongly as I do about them?
I actually like all of those. I feel very strong about Philadelphia as well. Let those other people pretend that it's going to be close, and then we can take advantage of that situation. So I'm with you on that completely. I also like, there's two more that I'm looking at. I think Green Bay wins outright in Minnesota. I think that's an interesting game because, you know, look, Minnesota, they've had a lot of changes. Their cornerbacks are both very young, or I guess Mike Hughes is still there, but they're, you know, they rotate their quarterbacks a lot. That's a Mike Zimmer special. And their safeties are great. But those corners, I mean, they drafted two guys, Cam Dantzler. Like, this is going to be an issue. And you know who can exploit that issue is Aaron Rodgers, who beat Minnesota in both games, both matchups last season. And then without Danielle Hunter, who's going to bring the heat? I'm not sure. So I really think Green Bay upset the Vikings. That's a good one for me. And then I think that if you look out in San Francisco, so going to Santa Clara, the Arizona Cardinals, I think that it's going to be a close game. I do think San Francisco ultimately wins, but I think this is going to be a nail biter. I think it's going to be one that comes down to, you know, maybe 2-3 points, something like that. Not a full touchdown. I think it's going to be that margin of error is going to be a lot closer. I think the Cardinals are a team to watch this season. And by the way, I love the Steelers. I think you're totally right on the Steelers pick. And I actually think I have the Steelers going to the playoffs. So if you're able to still take advantage of that anywhere, then you should go. Remember, there's an expanded playoff this season. So there's three teams. I think some people are forgetting about that. And I think that the Steelers are really one that very, very, very likely to make the playoffs.
All right, Cynthia Freeland, join us here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's talk about the games that maybe due to, you know, our analysis and our research isn't the sexy games to play, but we know the games that people are going to be putting money on. And one in particular is going to be Cam Newton, right? Former MVP joining forces with Bill Belichick to take on the Dolphins. I wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins win outright, Cynthia. I really wouldn't. I like the Dolphins getting 7.5. What side of the coin are you on this matchup if you were to play it?
I think a touchdown's about right. So 7.5 seems like a lot. I think it's a closer matchup than people are giving credit to. I do think that the Patriots ultimately end up winning this one. I think Stephon Gilmore, I just don't know. In terms of the Dolphins, I don't know their pressure front is going to be able to handle what the Patriots O-line is going to be able to bring, right? The Patriots O-line is really strong, and then Cam Newton with those designed runs, that's kind of one way to escape pressure, even if I'm not sure where the pressure is coming from in the Dolphins. Their corners are their strength, but that's not really helpful when Cam Newton can run the ball and is such a threat on every single down with his legs. So I do think the Patriots win this one. I actually think the Patriots make the playoffs. Remember, I told you about the expanded playoff format, so I think the Patriots are still going to the playoffs. But I think that, you know, in this first month of the season, really teams who have strong O-lines, strong run games, and good defenses, especially passing defenses, they have a very, very good chance of winning games in September. We even saw on Thursday night, there was like a little bit of the tackling was a little suspect. The defense was a little suspect. So teams who are strong on the ground tend to be favored in all of my models, just based on, if you look historically, what happens early in seasons when there's not a lot of snaps together.
All right. And then, of course, the 4 o'clock game that could possibly break, all the records in regard to viewership. And that is Tom Brady and the Buccaneers going up against Drew Brees and the Saints in New Orleans. Again, I think that there's too much love flowing for the Buccaneers because it's Tom Brady, because of the plethora of talent that he's working with now. But I love the Saints. This line was at -4. It's dropped to -3.5. I think public money is going to continue to flow on the Tampa Bay Bucs side. And I'm hoping this drops to -3 at kickoff, and I'm all over it.
Not only that, but I also think that people are thinking only offense when they come to this game, right? Like when it comes to this game, they're thinking points, 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 points. And one, Mike Evans is doubtful. That's not a joke, right? Like, they're not pretending to put him on the injury report. He's a game time decision. That's a big problem. I think that it's going to be a lower scoring. And look, I'm not on the side of no fun. I love points. I love watching amazing games. But this, the defense, right? The Saints defense is incredibly balanced. Cam Jordan up front. You've got, remember, Malcolm Jenkins went there, so those defensive backs got even better. Marshawn Lattimore, they're in good shape in the back. And by the way, in the middle, DeMario Davis, whose Jets fans are very aware of, and he became a friggin' all-pro when he went down to the Saints. So this is a good defense. So be careful of thinking it's going to be one of those games with 82 total points scored, something crazy. Just keep it nice and conservative. I think what we see is a lower scoring but a nice, sizable Saints win. I'm totally with you on that.
You know, I don't think people realize, you know, how bad the Tampa Bay Bucks offensive line is. And I get that they went out and they drafted Wirf and they're plugging him in at the right tackle position, but he is a rookie. Like, Tom Brady is you know, upgrade in skilled position players around him, downgrade in offensive line, in my opinion. And we know what time
run
it is with Tom Brady and no run game, right? Like, who's threatening you out of the backfield for the Tampa Bay Bucks? And we know what time it is. Look at Tom Brady's statistics under pressure, his completion percentage, yards per pass under pressure and when not. It's night and day. It's polarizing.
I think ultimately the Bucks will win about 9 games, and I think that will be good enough to earn a playoff berth. But I think the early goings of this season are going to, remember, yes, he has chemistry with Gronk, but they haven't played together. They didn't play together last season. So it's not like they have all these reps together and they've been playing for, you know, in lockstep with this O-line for 6 games already. And remember, Tom Brady does come from the Bill Belichick system still, and I know we can talk till we're blue in the face about who's more important, Tom or Bill or blah, 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 whatever. But the end of the day, like, Tom will still have that September getting to know you phase, just like we've seen Bill Belichick do year in and year out. Like, we're not going to see the full complement of what the Bucks can do in September. We're just not. I mean, he doesn't know Chris Godwin. He hasn't played game speed with Mike Evans. He knows him, you know what I'm saying? But, like, he doesn't game speed know these players yet. And the team hasn't gelled yet. So to expect the team to score, you know, 50 points first time out of the gate is fun, and we're going to see it. But I think that second matchup with the Saints is going to be the one where we see a lot more points scored.
One more game I want to tee up for you, Cynthia, and that's the Ravens going up against Cleveland. Ravens at home. The line right now is at 7.5, but man, last night I was doing some research and it sounds like the entire Cleveland secondary is going to be inactive. They're in infirmary right now. If ever there was a position that you don't want to have any issues at injury when you go up against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens is the secondary, and I'm expecting big things from Hollywood Brown this year. You love this young man. I've got him on a lot of my fantasy rosters. I think Baltimore just puts a ton of points on the board. I love this game. I love this matchup, and I'm not scared laying the 7.5.
Yeah, I'm not scared of that either. I think 9 is like probably a lot more like it. But okay, so here's my fantasy logic. You ready? Because mm-hmm. the Cleveland secondary is all banged up, that means Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get a lot more targets. Why? Because they're going to have to keep playing from behind late in the game. There should be a lot more passing attempts. The play action we've seen from Kevin Stefanski, which he was really expert at getting Kirk Cousins to do last season, that's going to transport down to Cleveland. Cleveland will have to use that play action. So Odell Beckham Jr. is a great fantasy play. That's the logic.
Love it. Love it. All right, let's end on this since you mentioned Odell Beckham Jr. in fantasy. Again, Cynthia Freeland joined us here on 98.7 ESPN. You can see her all over the NFL Network, and we'll be front and center all day tomorrow. That's for sure. Let's this is what we did last year, and it was so much fun. Let's go with your favorite sleeper at the 4 positions. Okay, so let's start with the quarterback. Who's the one quarterback that is flying low on the radar that you feel good about starting this week in fantasy?
It's gonna sound nuts. You ready for? Are you sitting? Are you seated?
I am sitting in my new studio. That was.
I love your on air sign. By the way, that was awesome. I love
how
it.
So, that was a gift. How sweet was that? It's I love my I feel so professional. You know, I'm not doing the show in the middle. I'm not doing the show in the middle of my living room with my dogs anymore. I actually am doing it from like a legit studio. I've got even like the spongy, cushions on the wall for sound effect. Anyway, perfect. Enough about me.
Are you wearing pants though?
It's a family show. No, I'm kidding. I took a spin class this morning. I'm still in my spin pants. I know. Anyway. To answer your question, long-winded, I am sitting down. Who's your quarterback special this week?
Okay, so I like two people. First, we've already talked about why we like the Eagles, but I think Carson Wentz is going to go lights out this weekend. I think that's a good pick.
Yeah!
Second, and this is the deep one. This is a deeper one. If you're playing daily and you want to do something very on the El Cheapo, I would look at Teddy Bridgewater. I think that that's an interesting pick. Carolina's playing the Las Vegas Raiders at home. I think the Raiders have a big secondary and pressure problem. I think all those little passes, those short passes we saw Teddy B complete when he was a Saint, we're going to see those to Christian McCaffrey. We see those to DJ Moore. I think that that's a great pick for a nice daily pick right there is a good old Teddy B.
Give me your running back.
All right. So running back, I think I don't like the Antonio Gibson one as much as other people, but if you're in daily, sure, why not? He's bargain bottom pricing, so let's go with that. But I think you could probably look at an Adrian Peterson because the Lions are going to need something. It sounds like everyone else is quite banged up. So if you're really in desperate need, Adrian Peterson, AD, probably going to be a good pick against the Bears.
No, Kerryon Johnson, he's starting. No?
Understood. Understood, but I think Matt Patricia and obviously Matt Patricia's not calling the offense, but I think that whole philosophy, Daryl Bevel, they're gonna go with the committee. So if you,
interesting.
I'm saying because you're not gonna be able to get Kerryon Johnson, he was drafted, right? These are guys who are like real bargain basements for you.
Wide receivers.
Okay, I'm sticking in that Lions and Bears game, and I'm saying you must start Allen Robinson. Sounds crazy, but this is a touchdown. Not only because he has the same birthday as me, and I like picking people with the same birthday as me, but also because he's their number one wide receiver. They've got to get the ball to him. Detroit's secondary still has a lot of question marks, even though they drafted a rookie, out of Ohio State, Jeff Okuda. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Allen Robinson.
Okay. Curious to get your thoughts on this. If there's no Mike Evans and he's inactive, how about a sneaky good play with Scotty Miller for about $4,000 on DFS?
Ooh, I like that. I like where your head's at there, Anita.
Yep. Okay. That's why I get paid the small bucks. Last but not least, give me a sleeper tight end.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Chris Herndon, slide him into that daily fantasy lineup. You can even slide him into your regular lineup.
Love it, as always. So thrilled to be back in action with you again this football season, Cynthia. Cynthia Freeland will be with us every Saturday at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, spinning the hits and giving us winners across the board. Cynthia, enjoy your day tomorrow. Again, you could watch her all over the NFL Network. She's going to crush it, as always. Thank you, my friend.
I will be texting you, and we will be having fun. Thank you for having me. Talk to you.
You got it.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.